FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's August 22nd, 2017. We're one day after the eclipse and everything seems to be working properly now, but give it time. Somebody will mess it up, that's for sure. And right now we're with Joe Messina of TheRealSide.com. Joe, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, Kerry. Long time no hear.
Yeah, it's been a while. So, hey, I've been too busy out there protesting Civil War monuments because I just find them so offensive. Joe, I don't know about you. They just keep me up at night.
How could you see them through your fake glasses, you know, fake eclipse glasses?
Yeah.
that was big business, man. You know, you and I missed that one.
Yeah, and Trump just looked at the eclipse and he's still seeing as far as I know.
Well, he's such a man's man, you know.
That must be it.
Oh God. Yeah, the statues. You know, I love this newfound what happened to the I just don't get this. Did the Dems finally go to a history class? I mean, in mass,
no.
And start walking down the street, and go, hey, wait a minute, that's a Confederate statue. I mean, these things have been around forever, and all of a sudden they're offensive. All of a sudden they need to come down. And to show you, just I think it was yesterday, to show you the lack of brain cells, they actually defaced a whole bunch of Catholic saint statues, and it wasn't because they don't like the Catholic religion. It's because that these were murderous people. You know, all these Confederate people. I'm thinking, I'm sorry, but those saints weren't here. Yeah. You know, those statues of the saints, they weren't here when the Civil War was going on.
These people need to get a life. What is wrong with them? But obviously, it's not about history. It's not about anything else. It's just about being disruptive. Being a disruptive influence and using violence to intimidate and stop people from really expressing your views and your beliefs. That's what it's about here.
Yeah, Kerry, I don't know if you've seen them. There's been more than one in major cities. Those ads that are on Craigslist, they'll pay you up to $25 an hour to go out and protest.
I've seen it during the election. They had them too.
Yeah. Well, look at I mean, I got to give credit from one side. I mean, if you want to put people back to work, there's a way to do it because you don't have to have any real skills, right? You know how to yell and scream and hit somebody.
That's right. You know, you're totally correct. I think it's a wonderful thing.
You know, and they'll pay for your jail. I mean, they'll pay to get you out of jail, your legal fees, the whole night. Well, at least that's what they say. But I've been seeing people complaining on Twitter and other places where they left them in jail for days.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think they should leave him in jail for longer than days, but that's just my own personal opinion.
Yeah, well, we won't get into that one, Joe, because
obviously
you're racist, so.
Well, I'm white. Yeah. See, that, you know, the only qualification today to be a racist is simply to be white. You know, the other thing, Kerry, I think it's funny. You'll appreciate this. I love when they say, well, your people, the ones you benefited from slavery. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm of Italian descent. Yes. My family didn't get here to the 40s or just after 44. Mm-hmm. Last I checked, now again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room usually. Slavery was over in the mid-1940s.
Shows what again, you know. It's never ended.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. But my family didn't own slaves, number one.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out how I get slapped with the guilt of all of this. I mean, maybe you can enlighten me.
Hey, we never owned slaves either, you know? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is totally pathetic.
And are there any, with all due respect, are there any black people around today, alive today, that were actual slaves, you know, picking cotton or taking care of the master's house? I mean, seriously.
Not that I know of, but it was only 152 years ago that the Civil War ended, Joe. So I don't think anyone is alive. And you're talking great, great, great grandparents. You know, it's absurd. I mean, even we're having this debate. Just keep making excuses for your failure. That's it. Just, you know,
well,
just
you know,
keep
Kerry,
making it.
I don't cherry pick. I have a lot of black friends. I have some of them that are on the show.
Yeah,
some of
here.
Them are 180 degrees from the way you and I believe, but we're still friends.
Exactly.
And most of them come on the air and they say the same thing. You want to succeed? You just succeed. You just go at it.
Right.
You just do it. You don't let anything get in your way. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. So, exactly.
Other than that, I don't know. This to me, you said it, and we were talking about it earlier. There's some underlying nastiness going on that's causing this to happen. We've never seen race relations at this point. You boneheads out there that are blaming Trump for this, are you telling me that race relations got this bad within 7 months, right?
Yeah.
This all boiled over in 7 months. What a disingenuous argument. I'm keeping it clean.
Yeah, like, look, these people, all of a sudden, they find these statues offensive. All of a sudden. And you had a great article about FDR commemorating a statue of Robert E. Lee, saying what a great American he was. He didn't say he was a racist. You know, Lee abhorred slavery. That's the reality of it. But he loved the South, and he was willing to fight for it. And he was one of the greatest generals of all time. And look at the way he almost defeated the North. Yeah. And he did this with inferior supplies and inferior force.
Yep.
And yet he was a tactical genius. So what are we talking about here, Joe? Because I just don't understand it.
These guys make me nuts. It's like every definition to a word that they apply only applies to the right. Nothing ever applies to them. So in my latest piece, I kind of break it down and say, all right, you have guidelines that you say this is what constitutes racism. And their Lord and Savior, you know, President Roosevelt, right? I mean, he was, when they talk about, you talk about Roosevelt to a Dem, they get a big smile on their face, right? They get all aglow. Yeah. They're all excited. It's just amazing. And here he appoints a former KKK member. Now, people need to go check out Hugo Black. Okay, he appoints this guy to the Supreme Court. When he was an Alabama senator, Hugo filibustered the anti-lynching bill. Now, people are going crazy today. They're trying to take the names off of some schools that have the word lynch in them. Yeah. So I don't know what they're going to do with Loretta Lynch. Are they going to make her change her name or something?
Maybe they'll lynch her.
I'm just confused with it. But think about that. So if Roosevelt appointed Hugo Black to the highest, you know, legal seat in the country, then he must have been okay with Hugo Black's vote against stopping lynching in the South. I mean, doesn't that only make sense, or am I just drinking too much of that nasty Kool-Aid?
You're using your brain, and that's a dangerous thing here.
And one of Hugo's, you know, nicest comment, nicest, right? He was worried. He told the president, listen, you got to be careful. You have to keep the blacks in line or they might get violent. Mm. Although he didn't use the word blacks. And then another one of his lines is, unfortunately, some people think that Negroes should have special rights under the law. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are all things that Dems can't seem to remember. And the guy that used the N-word, it probably used it more than any 10 people in the country, was LBJ. He hated black people. Mm-hmm. People around him knew it. And when he they said that he used the N-word in so many different fashions, you really had to pay attention to when he was talking. He just was so good at it. And that comment about him, that if they pass a Civil Rights Act, that he'll have those ends voting for us for Democrats for the next 200 years. I mean, think about what he's done, what he did to the Democratic Party in and of himself. And then Jimmy Carter. I mean, I just love that guy. You know, he looks like a nice old grandfatherly type. But in the 50s, this guy spearheaded an effort to relocate a new black school because, you ready for this one? Now, this isn't racist. I guess this is just confusion. The reason was because the black kids and the white kids would end up on the same side of the street using the same sidewalk. But apparently that's not racist.
No, of course not. Why would you think?
I'm just so confused. I am just, and Jesse Jackson, he called Carter a throwback. Now, this is before everybody was throwing Hitler around like, you know, $5 hooker. You know, he called Carter a throwback to Hitlerian racism. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get any better than this. These are their own people beating on their own people for being racist. And yet I'd like to know exactly what President Trump, what action he actually has taken that is hurting the black community.
I don't know, but it just reminds me of that show, Avenue Q. I don't know if you saw it, but they have a song in there. It's everybody's a little racist sometimes. And this Chinese woman says it. Everybody's a little lacist. I wrote a lacist. So I guess they get a pass because of that.
You know, it's Carrie, you've seen it. We've talked about it for years. It's almost like we no longer, they got a new catchphrase, right? Because it's not the war on women. It's not the war on air, not the war on kids, not the war on water. Now it's white supremacy. It's if you vote, if you're a Republican or you vote for a Republican, you are approving white supremacy. However, when FDR appointed Hugo Black, a well-known racist, apparently he wasn't supporting racism. I don't get it.
Why would you think that? I don't understand. Sometimes I just don't get you, Joe. You just make no sense whatsoever.
Well, I barely made it out of high school. So, you know, I get it. I understand. I'm not the smartest guy in the world.
Hey, well, you know, you just don't know. You don't know what you don't know, right?
No. And it's the ignorance. You're talking about not knowing. You have to admit what you know, part of what's going down. It's people's ignorance that's fueling all of this. Well, not George Soros's wallet, too, but it's mostly ignorance that's fueling all this violence. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. There's not even a question about it.
No, you look at college students don't even know anymore. What the Confederacy, what the Civil War. They don't even know what the Civil War was all about. Who fought it and why?
You know what? These students don't even know what year the War of 1812 was. You know? They're hopeless.
No, it's you have to. If it wasn't so serious, if the outcomes in some of these places weren't so serious, this would be a sitcom, or this could be a sitcom.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Yeah, well, it's pathetic. It's totally, totally pathetic. But, you know,
you realize that New York, right? I mean, what was it? The Duke of York or whatever. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, he was the Duke. Well, the Duke of York, he became the king, and he was the biggest slave trader of all time. He had the African company. I can't remember the name of it.
Are we going to rename New York City now and New York State?
Absolutely. Well, you know what we also need to rename?
Uh-oh.
You know, there's a lot of things here. While we're at it, like FDR, man. You know, this guy was bad news.
Oh.
Who is bad news?
We got to abandon the Constitution because that was written by a bunch of white slave owners.
Yeah, well, Washington was a huge slaver, and Jefferson was, but he fathered a child with one supposedly, and he set them free after he died. So he was a brave man.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. If people would just do a little bit of, just a little bit of homework, they would find out that when you read the letters written by our founding fathers to others in the community and to each other, they weren't necessarily, not all of them, but a good portion of them were necessarily not for slavery. And some of them even wrote, look, I would be more than willing to free my slaves. My fear would be that somebody else would take them, grab them, and treat them poorly. Because, you know, you really didn't, they really, even if they were freed, they really didn't have freedom back then. There was no such thing.
No, definitely not. You know, it's a real problem here, and it's not one of the prouder parts of our history, but the fact is we somehow managed to get out of it, right? So,
well, so America or the United States has made a lot of mistakes in its young history, and we are still a young nation if you think about it. You know, we've made a lot of mistakes, but who else goes in and totally carpet bombs a country to bring peace to that country and then goes back in and rebuilds it with their own dollars? It's unheard of, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go in and we have sent aircraft carriers who can help and feed up to, you know, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people a day. We've sent them in for natural disasters. You know, when other countries call for help, we go help them. We have standing agreements. I think last I checked, it was we protect 81 countries, smaller, larger, whatever, so they don't have to build up a military. So we can all be on one accord and live together. Yeah, we're such a terrible nation, aren't we?
Yeah, well, a bunch of racists. So what are you going to do? You know, Joe, so what have you been seeing here? Like YouTube has declared war on you, hasn't it? And Google.
Oh, yeah. A lot of us. You hear it over and over again. So YouTube sent me a letter, said the following the following videos have been demonetized because they are no longer advertiser friendly, which I don't understand because, you know, coming from my side of the aisle, let me see, you'd have gun safe companies would be more than happy. The NRA would be more than happy. I mean, I can go down a whole, you know, the pro Second Amendment people would be more than happy to advertise on my show. So
yeah.
I get this list and I'm thinking, okay, there's got to be 10, 15, 20. No, all 2,800 of my videos had been demonetized.
Yeah, well, right? This is only going to work against them because there will be alternatives. I think Bannon, this is exactly what he has on his radar, is taking on Google, taking on YouTube, taking on all these insane lefty sites that are like starting to discriminate against more than half their audience. Yep. It's not going to work out well for them. I mean, in my podcast, viral podcasting book, I say the last thing you do is mess with your brand, no matter what your politics. Keep them aside because you will only succeed in alienating a large part of your audience. And we know about audiences, you and I, Joe, and yep. We never, ever alienate our audiences. And, you know, whether we're talking about politics or not, we can agree to disagree without being disagreeable. And somehow these liberals have never figured out how to do this.
Without being hateful and nasty. Look,
yeah.
I do, I do 3 hours a night of a live radio show, and I can watch people come and go when we monitor it online, depending on the topic, depending on what we're talking about. People on my Twitter, we've got about 60,000 on our Twitter, and you can watch that number rise and fall based mm-hmm. on the topics and things we're talking about. So people figure out on their own when they want to be involved, when they don't want to be involved. But this is a leftist, and we allow this to happen, okay?
Yeah.
You have to admit, you know, like we went and broke up AT&T, but we don't see any reason to break up Google or Facebook. But, you know, Facebook
has... Oh, I see a reason.
My joke was I was the most banned guy on Facebook at one time because it started off one night when I was on Zuckerberg's case because he wanted a base salary for everybody in America. Remember that?
That's very fair.
Right. Well, let him do it. He's got a cookie jar he could do that from, right? We don't need federal funds. He could do it. I must have mentioned his name like Beetlejuice 3 times in the same sentence. And the next thing you know, we were yanked from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So... That's when I started really paying attention. And then I had one of the companies I work with says, geez, you know, your website is way off on hits and views. And I said, well, what do you mean? So it seems that back in January, we went from 1.5 million views a month down to 70 or 80,000 views. Now, I'm bad at it, but I ain't that bad.
Okay? You were sandboxed. That's what it's called, sandboxing.
Yeah.
They do that all
the
time.
You and I both know how that works. Yeah. The articles I write, you know as well as I do that when you search for an article keywords on Google, they can decide where that goes, who it goes to, how it gets there, correct?
Yeah, their algorithms are discriminatory. Yep. Not even a question about it.
So when Facebook, you know, people don't realize this, but Facebook does these sweeping changes every couple of months where they've got to clean up code or they put something else in place. Whenever they do that, Kerry, now your podcasting book, you know, it's just in line with all this stuff because you call out these kind of things. Mm-hmm. When they make those changes, we will get 3, 4, and check this out. We will reach 300,000 or 500,000 people an hour mm-hmm. on Facebook. I want you to keep that in mind. Within 2 or 3 days, that number will drop to 100,000.
Yep, I've heard that before too. Okay. You're not the first.
they plug the holes.
Yeah.
They fill the holes, they plug the holes, they put certain keywords in, and it keeps people. And I've had people say, they'll send me an email, say, I can't find you on Facebook.
Yeah. Fakebook. Fakebook.
Yeah. Now, I hear that there's companies, and you and I both know that this is going to be a heavy lifting chore. There are companies out there that are coming up. There's the Gab IA is one of the alternates to Twitter. You're seeing other companies come up with Facebook type of interfaces. And we know that they can make it because, you know, who was the big player before Facebook? MySpace, was it?
Yeah, something MySpace, like which was Rupert Murdoch bought it.
Okay, so it was an AOL thing, and it was doing well, but it wouldn't change. It didn't change fast enough. Right. They didn't really have people forward
but
thinking.
But now they can go even further. So
I think these other things can work, but we have to get together. We have to get together and fight back against the Facebook. There you go. Facebook, Google's. Even look at. I admonish some of your people. Go to Bing.com and then go to Google.com.
Yeah.
Do a search on the exact same phrase. I don't care what your phrase is.
Yeah.
Making an apple pie. Whatever it is. watch the differences, you know, especially when it comes to politics. You're going to see on Bing, you're going to see, you know, 10, 15, 20 times the stories on a particular topic. If it is anti-Democrat, if you would, then you will on Google.
Hey, let me tell you something. These new challengers will give equal voice to all opinions, regardless of whom you may be or regardless of what you might believe. They will take over faster than a crazed radical leftist Antifa can topple a statue of Robert E. Lee. Mark my words.
I'm with you. I'm not afraid, so don't take it that way. I'm concerned. Because we've let this data direction go for so long. I mean, take it back to the old days again of AT&T. When they're the only ones with the phone lines, you didn't have much of a choice. They had total control.
Yeah, you could have a black phone with, you know, you could have a dial or push button for 10 or 12 bucks a month more.
You're
per
old.
Month.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's about as old as you. And, you know, you had no choice whatsoever.
Right?
But for some reason, Google is a national resource or an international resource, and they censor in China, they censor in the U.S., any country that bitches about something on Google, they will accommodate. Wrong. And then you got Twitter. During the campaign, they actually reneged on a number of ad deals with the Trump campaign. They were set to spend $5 million with Twitter, and Twitter reneged on it. And that guy, Jack Dorsey, I think he's the head of Twitter. Hey, thank you, Jack. But look, it didn't make a difference, did it? You can't stop everybody's voice from being heard. Either we all matter, Joe, or none of us matter.
Be careful.
Right?
Be careful. You know, they know where you live. You don't want to say we all matter, man.
We all matter, and it's got nothing to do with race or anything else. Right. Everybody's viewpoint matters, all right? Period.
Yep.
And until this is made clear, we're going to have all of this. So, hey, let Google lose half their market. Then they will lose 2/3 of their market cap. All right. As far as I'm concerned, if I never looked at another YouTube video, wouldn't matter. I try not to get my info via video because it makes you extra susceptible to manipulation, because when you get visual images, bypasses your rational side of your brain and plays on your emotions. Bad thing. Radio, a little bit less so, but reading your data, much more so.
Yep. You want young people to read? I'm sorry. Is that what you just said?
Oh, bite my tongue. In any event, you find Joe over at therealside.com. Must reading, always entertaining, but always thought-provoking. And find us over at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Any questions, comments? Email is kl@carrylutz.com. Twitter feed's @CarrieLutz. Actually, we're building a Twitter following and getting retweeted a lot of action. In spite of everything, Joe, I totally don't understand that one. I just throw it out there. And our Fakebook page is Financial Survival Network. Joe, always great. We'll talk to you again soon.
And thanks for having me, Kerry.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.